नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 14 एंटाइटल्ड आइडियल फैमिली लाइफ टेक्स्ट 17 ना ही अग्नि मुखतो अम वै भगवान सर्वयज्ञ भोक् इज्येत विषय राजन यथा विप्र मुखे हुते ना एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेसेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड श्री कृष्ण इज द एंजॉयर ऑफ सैक्रिफाइशियल ऑफरिंग्स येट ऑल्दो हिज लॉर्डशिप्स ईट द ऑब्लेशंस ऑफर्ड इन द फायर माय डियर किंग ही इज स्टिल मोर सैटिस्फाइड व्हेन नाइस फूड made of grains and ghee is offered to him through the mouth of qualified brahmanas. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.9, yadnartha karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. All fruitive activities should be performed for sacrifice, which should be directed toward pleasing Krishna. As stated elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita 5.29, bhoktaram yadnatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. He is the Supreme Lord and enjoyer of everything. However, although sacrifice may be offered to please Krishna, he is more pleased when grains and ghee, instead of being offered in the fire, are prepared as prasad and distributed first to the brahmanas and then to others. This system pleases Krishna more than anything else. Furthermore, at the present time, there is very little chance to offer sacrifices by pouring oblations of food grains and ghee into the fire. Especially in India, there is practically no ghee. For everything that should be done with ghee, people use certain type of oil preparation. Oil, however, is never recommended for offering in sacrificial fire. In Kali Yuga, the available quantity of food grains and ghee is gradually diminishing, and people are embarrassed that they cannot produce sufficient ghee and food grains. Under the circumstances, the Shastras enjoin Yajna Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedesha. In this age, those who are intellectual offer Yajna or perform sacrifices through the Sankirtan movement. Everyone should join the Sankirtan movement, offering to the fire of this movement the oblations of his knowledge and riches. In our Sankirtan movement or Hare Krishna movement, we offer sumptuous prasad to the deity and later distribute the same prasad to the Brahmanas, the Vaishnavas, and then to the people in general. Krishna's prasad is offered to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, and the prasad of the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas is offered to the general populace. This kind of sacrifice, chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and distribution of prasad is the most perfect and bona fide way of offering sacrifice for the pleasure of Yajna or Vishnu. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, so that and make an attempt to speak on this subject matter. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, is the enjoyer of sacrificial offerings. Yet although His Lordship eats the oblations offered in the fire, my dear King, He is still more satisfied when nice food made of grains and ghee is offered to Him through the mouth of qualified Brahmanas. So this chapter, entitled Ideal Family Life, here there are various instructions for the householders. So the first and the foremost duty of a grihastha, practically it's not only for grihastha, for all devotees, but here when Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking questions about the occupational duties of a grihastha, so Narad Muni is answering his question. So Narad Muni is advised, Narad Muni is advising Yudhishthira Maharaj that the grihastha's first duty is to be fully dependent on Vasudev Krishna and try to satisfy him in all respects by executing one's prescribed pure devotional service. And this devotional service, it is written in the summary very nicely presented by Srila Prabhupada. This devotional service will depend on the instructions of the authorities and the association of devotees who are actually engaged in devotional service. The beginning of devotional service is Shravanam, One must hear from the mouths of a realized souls. In this way, the grihastha's attraction for wife and children will gradually be reduced. So practically, this instruction is for all of us, so that we, for attraction for, not only for family, but there are so many attractions, distractions on the path of devotional service. So we'll get this completely detached and get attached to ourselves to Lord Krishna's lotus feet. So in the start, Narada Muni is saying, Graheshu avasthito rajan kriya kurvan yathochita vasudeva arpanam sakshad upasita mahamunim. The science of satisfying Supreme Lord can be learnt as described here. Sakshad upasita mahamunim. Now munim means generally saintly people, sadhu, but here it is said mahamunim. Mahamunim, Prabhupada writes, refers to those who are not only know the goal of life, but they factually engage in the devotional service of the Lord. And they can only, if we associate with them, they can only teach us how we can engage in the service of the Lord for His satisfaction. That is, to learn the science of Vasudeva Arpanam, dedication of one's life to Vasudev. And Prabhupada writes that the format for grihastha life should be the dedication to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, these instructions are not only for grihasthas. I was just thinking about all these instructions, but many of these instructions are for all devotees from all any status of life. It's not only grihasthas. So today we will discuss about why we should perform sacrifice. Yesterday it was presented by Narahari Prabhu, but we'll just in short we'll try to cover, and then we will try to understand the second part of the translation. First part is the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the beneficiary of all sacrificial offerings. In the previous verses, the duties, one of the duties of grihastha is to offer different types of sacrifices. And here it is clearly stated that Krishna is the supreme beneficiary of all sacrifices. Whom to perform? There are so many sacrifices performed, but for whom ultimately? Sacrifices are in the different modes, different categories, with different aims, different objectives of the performer. But ultimately, is sacrifice means for the satisfaction of the Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. And then in the second part, we will discuss why the Brahmanas are dear to the Lord. Here it is stated, Krishna, that Lord eats through the mouths of the Brahmanas. That means the Lord is so affectionate. Brahmanas are so affectionate to the Lord. That's why he accepts the food which is offered to the Brahmanas. So we will discuss about that, and we will take some Shastric examples from Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrit to support this concept. So why perform sacrifice? So here in Purport, Prabhupada writes that fruitive activities should be performed for sacrifice which should be directed towards pleasing Krishna. And then the very famous shloka, peace formula, which is given in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktara Medna Tapasam. In order to achieve peace, three things are very much needed to know. Krishna is the supreme proprietor, Krishna is the supreme well-wisher friend, and he is the enjoyer. If one knows these three things, then one can attain perfect peace. And the translation of this verse, Prabhupada writes, a person in full consciousness of me. Consciousness. Now, Prabhupada, everyone must have read Bhagavad Gita's introduction. Prabhupada writes, what is this consciousness? So when one is materially conditioned, he is said that we are conditioned. We say we are conditioned souls. Conditioned souls means that we are materially conditioned. And what is this consciousness? First is I am. And second, Prabhupada writes, what am I? I am the Lord of Sarve. Everyone thinks that I am the creator and I am the enjoyer. And Prabhupada writes in that translation that material consciousness has two psychic divisions. First is I am the creator, and other I am the enjoyer. But factually, we are neither both of the two. We are cooperator. Cooperator means we have to be dependent. And when one person is dependent, then only he can satisfy. And therefore, a beautiful definition we can say, Prabhupada writes in one of the Bhagavatam purports, he says, what actually sacrifice means? Generally, people have this idea that sacrifice means some fire sacrifice. Yeah, there are various types of sacrifices. That is one of them. Principal one, we can say. But Prabhupada writes that sacrifice actually means dedication of one's own self-interest for satisfaction of a second person. That means to satisfy the second person. Only when a person is dependent, he can satisfy the other person. So the first duty for all living entities is to be dependent on Lord. And when one is dependent, definitely he will feel, he will start thinking how to please the Lord to get the mercy. So practically we see everyone is, whole activities in the material world, in our day-to-day life, everyone is sacrificing. Either for his family, friends, society, community. On various levels, there are sacrifices done by different individuals. But no one is ready, Prabhupada writes in one of the purports, that no one is ready to sacrifice for the supreme cause, Krishna. And therefore, there is no peace. Why? Because Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Bhoktara medna tapasam. He is the supreme beneficiary of all sacrifices. He is the Lord of everyone. He is the creator. He is the enjoyer. So once when the individual forgets this, he starts suffer. He suffers and he gets into the cycle of 84 lakh species. Again and again reincarnating and suffering. And therefore, the whole process of sacrifice is ultimately meant for a person to get out of the bodily concept of life and reinstate in our constitutional position. Because of Swarup Vismruti, Prabhupada writes, we have forgotten our Swarup, our original constitutional position, we are suffering. So one who knows the purpose behind sacrifice, that's why in Bhagavad Gita it is said that sacrifices done without knowledge, they are just material activities. We see practically so many sacrifices now people do. We are not here to criticize anyone, but for our knowledge, we should know there are so many sacrifices done for peace, shanti, Vishwa shanti. But that is not going to give real Vishwa shanti or world peace. Because such type of sacrifices, they are done without knowledge. Without knowledge of God, without knowledge of the who is the supreme proprietor, who is the Lord of everything, who is the creator, all these sacrifices, they are only on a very superficial level. And therefore, in spite of doing so much on this matter, nothing is achieved. Because the purpose is not known. The purpose of sacrifice is to satisfy the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, Vishnu. And these type of sacrifices which are based, the most of the sacrifices, they are based on fruitive activities. And therefore in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states that in the beginning of the creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu and bless them by saying, be thou happy by this yajna, sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation. So Krishna has already given everything. Everything is given. There is no need to do any research. Research means what? Actually, whatever is there, we find out again. So already the research is done. Only thing, we have to follow these manuals. Sukhdeva Goswami in second canto describes the Lord as Pati. Prajapati is the Lord Vishnu and he is the Lord of living creatures, all worlds, all beauties and the protector of everyone. The Lord created this material world to enable the conditioned souls to learn how to perform yajna sacrifices for the satisfaction of Vishnu. So that while in the material world, they can live very comfortably without anxiety. And after finishing the present material body, they can enter into the kingdom of God. That is the whole program for the conditioned soul. By performance of yajna, the conditioned souls gradually become Krishna conscious and become godly in all respects. And therefore, in this age, it is recommended that only chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare is recommended. Most of these sacrifices, they are based on fruitive activity. Why? Because a conditioned soul has so many material desires. And because of the desires have to be fulfilled, he worships demigods. As it said in Bhagavad Gita, those who are less intelligent, they will approach the demigods who are in charge of the necessities of life. So people have so many desires, conditioned soul have desires. In order to fulfill these desires, they try to appease different demigods. And in this cycle of fruitive activity, what happens? It's so entangling. Person gets bound up. Because a person performs some sacrifice with the motive to attain some material benefit, and he gets that results, and that results itself, it creates new sets of activities, and their concomitant results, which again create another set of activities and results. So it goes on and on and on, and person gets caught up in that cycle. Prabhupada writes in Sword of Knowledge that it's just like the process of performing fruitive actions and experiencing the results is just like a mammoth tree spreading and sprouting endless branches and twigs. It goes on entangling. And that's why it's so dangerous to be fruitive. So we have to give up, as sadhakas, we have to give up this fruitive mentality. Because we cannot become happy by performing any fruitive activity. Though we may get results, they are temporary. And those results only, they become problem after some time. So that's why what to desire is very important. How material desires are, of course, this is a different subject matter altogether, but how material desires are very dangerous, we have to know. And therefore, when we come in association, we are taught what to desire. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim. I was shocked actually when we came. How come everyone is aspiring for these things? And we are taught that na dhanam na janam na sundarim. So what one should aspire, what one should desire. But that's why coming in association of Mahamunim, those who are practicing, those who are practically engaged in devotional service, that is the power of association. So practically we cannot give up activities. So what can be done? Can we renounce the activities? No. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that perform your duty, for doing so is better than not doing. One cannot maintain even one's physical body without work. So what can be done? Can we renounce? No. And also, we cannot engage in fruitive activity because it's not going to bring peace. And that's why the whole question, the answer to this question, why perform sacrifice comes. That's why Krishna is given that you perform your work as yajna for my satisfaction. In this way, you will be free from bondage. So this is the only process. Krishna consciousness means engaging into devotional service, engaging our propensity, engaging our occupation, or whatever status of life we may be, just engage in the service of the Lord. Whatever we do, whatever we eat, whatever we offer, whatever penances, austerities we do, Krishna says, you do it for my pleasure. And therefore, the last step in Karma Yoga is to satisfy Lord Vishnu. That is the ultimate aim. And when we satisfy Lord Vishnu, it's just like watering the root of the tree. When you water the root of the tree, automatically the whole tree, water is transported to the whole tree and everything is flourished. So automatically whatever desires we may have, they will be automatically fulfilled. Krishna will see to it that those desires are fulfilled. Sometimes it may not. Krishna has his own ways of purification. But all our desires will be automatically fulfilled. And what happens if one doesn't perform sacrifice? Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, the devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sin because they eat what is offered to the Lord. And one who prepares food for his personal sense enjoyment verily eats sin. Because all the necessities of life in that purport to this shloka in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes that all necessities of life are actually given by different demigods who are in charge of that department, but ultimately they are being bestowed by Lord Krishna. So practically everything is taken from the Lord, and since it is not offered to the Lord, then who is that person? He is a thief. So Prabhupada says that how can the person be happy if he is a thief, first of all, and he is sinful. And therefore, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, very nice shloka, it is said that Vishaira Anna Khaile Malina Haye Man, Maline Mana Haile Nahi Krishna Smaran. Because the food is not offered to the Lord, it contaminates our consciousness. We start thinking, I am the creator, I am the enjoyer. And we forget that we are the cooperator. And this leads to Krishna Vismaran. We forget our Lord, our Supreme Father. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes that eating food offered by them causes contamination, and as a result of such contamination, even a serious devotee becomes like a materialistic man. That is the power of eating outside food, junk food. Their association changes the transcendental devotional service of the Lord Krishna into sense gratification. And when sense gratification enters the mind, he is completely contaminated. This is not my words, I am just repeating for our purification. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is heavy about these things. So these are the things which we have to keep in mind. So when performs, another very nice concept about sacrifice, what happens? Beautiful cycle. It is given in the Vedas. Ahar shuddhav, sattva shuddhi, sattva shuddhav, dhruva smrutir smruti lambe, sarva granthinam vipramoksha. Prabhupada writes, by performance of yajna, our eatables become sanctified. By eating sanctified food, our very existence becomes purified. And when our existence becomes purified, the tissues in the memory, they become sanctified. And then, person can think rationally. Man is said to be a rational animal. So he can think rationally and he can think about liberation. And all these ultimately lead to Krishna consciousness, the greatest need of human society. So that's why the whole purpose we have to understand behind sacrifice is to satisfy Lord Krishna. And that's why here in this shloka it is clearly stated that the Supreme Personality of Lord Godhead, Shri Krishna, is the enjoyer of all sacrificial offerings. And therefore, Brahma also is instructing to Narad Muni. He is saying that ultimately the all sacrifices are meant to Lord Vishnu. Narayana Paraveda Deva Narayana Angaja. Narayana Paraloka Narayana Paramakhe. The Vedic literatures are made by and are meant for Supreme Lord. The demigods are also meant for serving the Lord as the parts of his body. The different planets are also meant for his sake. And different sacrifices are just to please him. And therefore, same Lord Brahma, who gave different types of sacrifices at the onset of creation, the same Lord Brahma is descended as Srila Haridas Thakur. And he has given the yajna for this particular age. That is chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is in perfect alignment with our parampara. There are different sacrifices meant for different ages. And therefore, in purport also Prabhupada stresses that one has to participate in chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So perform of sacrifice leads to purification. And purification leads to dependency on the Lord. And when person is dependent on the Lord, he is the right candidate to receive the mercy of the Lord. That is the perfection of human society. That is perfection. That is what one should aspire for. That is the whole goal of performing various kinds of sacrifices, particularly in this age, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So now, we will discuss the second part of the translation. Why the Brahmanas are dear to the Lord? In 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are beautiful shlokas glorifying the position of Brahmana. Rishabdev is instructing his sons. He is instructing, O respectful Brahmanas, as far as I am concerned, no one is equal or superior to the Brahmanas in the world. I do not find anyone comparable to them. When people know my motive after performing rituals, according to the Vedic principle, they offer food to me with faith and love through the mouth of Brahmana. When food is thus offered to me, I eat in full satisfaction. Indeed, I derived more pleasure from the food offered in this way, from the food offered in a sacrificial fire. So clear cut, there are so many shlokas. I just found that it's just in the same lines. So I just thought that we'll read this shloka, translation. And therefore, Krishna is called as Brahmanyadev. He say, Namo Brahmanyadevaya, Go Brahmanyahitacha, Jagadhitaya Krishna, Govindaya Namo Nama. And this Brahman is nothing to do with the caste Brahmanas. Generally, people misunderstand. This has nothing to do with the caste Brahmanas. It has to, therefore, it is translation. Prabhupada writes, qualified Brahmanas. Not just Brahmanas. Even a Brahmana in a Varnashram system, he is a conditioned soul. Though he is in a mode of goodness, he is conditioned. So one has to raise from the platform of goodness to pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva. Then only he can attain Krishna. So we'll see this particular this concept in by taking some examples. So first we will understand what are the qualities of Brahmana, because that's the whole depends on this understanding of qualities of the Brahmana. So there are the eight qualities of Brahmana. In fifth canto, same fifth chapter, it is given. Dhrita tanur ushati me purani yeneha sattvam paramam pavitram samodama satyam anugrahascha tapas titiksha anubhavaschayatra. The Vedas are my eternal transcendental sound incarnation. Therefore, the Vedas are Shabda Brahma. In this world, the Brahmanas thoroughly study the Vedas, and because they assimilate the Vedic conclusions, they are also to be considered the Vedas personified. So the first and the foremost quality that Brahmanas are situated in Sattvagun. Second quality, they are, because they are situated in Sattvagun, they are fixed in their mind. Sama, Dama, sense control. And because they are control over senses, control over mind, they are truthful. A person who doesn't have control over his mind and senses cannot be truthful. So Brahmanas are supposed to be truthful. They are, in fact, but in Kali Yuga, there is shortage of all such qualities. People are lacking. So, Satyam, truthfulness. And therefore, the next quality, they describe the Vedas in their original sense. And out of mercy, Anugraha, they preach the purpose of Vedas to the conditioned soul. That, this quality is more dear to the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita also, who is dear to the Lord? One who preaches this message. So, this quality is the most important quality among all. But these, all these other qualities they support. Unless one is truthful, unless has control, he cannot preach. If he is not truthful, then how can he preach? And then they practice tapasya, tolerance. And the last quality, they have realized the position of living entity and the Supreme Lord, Anubhav. And therefore, among all living entities, Brahmanas are considered to be the topmost. And therefore, in another section of Bhagavatam, it is said that Brahmanas are akinchanam mai bhakti bhajam. That means they have no material desires, no material wants, and always engage in devotional service. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that the position of Vaishnavas who are anxious, this is the position, this is the qualification needed for a person who is anxious to return home back to Godhead. So these are the various qualifications of a Brahmana. Now Prabhupada, in one of the purports, he says that even a Brahmana is conditioned. So we will see now what is the difference between a Brahman and a Vaishnava. What actually these qualified Brahmanas means? Qualified Brahmanas means actually Vaishnavas. Because in one of the purports in first canto, Prabhupada writes that a man is born as an ordinary being. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnam Maya system, it's by qualities and not by birth. Just by taking birth in a Brahmana family, that doesn't mean that he's a Brahmana. So if a person takes birth as a human being, then he receives his initiation, sacred thread initiation, he becomes Dvija. Then he studies Vedas and he becomes Vipra. And Vipra, Brahman, and by when the Vipra, he further qualifies himself to understand Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes Vaishnava. So that's why Vaishnava is the postgraduate status of a Brahmana. But for that, we have to qualify as a Brahmana. Just like to become a lawyer, Prabhupada says, one has to qualify himself as a graduate. Unless and until he is a graduate, he cannot become a lawyer. So Vaishnava is actually Brahmana in action. So the whole point which we are trying to make, that one who just sticks in Varnashram system, one who just sticks to the Brahminical Smartha Brahminism, he is stuck up again. He cannot get out of this cycle unless he becomes a Vaishnava. And therefore, it is important for a Brahmana to become a Vaishnava. And that's why here it is said qualified Brahmanas. Qualified Brahmana is one who knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A Brahmana may not know. Smartha Brahmana may not know. I have seen practically when in my childhood, there were so many Brahmanas used to come for performing different types of puja. And actually when my father passed away, we did some rituals which have to be performed. Because we live in society, we have to do it. So I had just conversation with that particular person. He is said to be very learned. It in Maharashtrian, they say Dashagranthi. Dashagranthi Brahman. That means they have learned 10 different books. Of course, that is all karmakand, nothing to do with pure devotional service. So I asked them, what is the purpose of doing all these things? So these people, they are not aware of, they don't know Bhagavad Gita, even one shloka also. So according to Bhagavad Gita, a person who dies in consciousness of Krishna, he goes to his planet. So this person was saying that, yeah, this is for elevation of the soul to the heavenly planets. So I asked him, what happens when one goes to the heavenly planets? So that is what all perfection of life is all about. So they don't know they know up to the jurisdiction of heavenly planets. They don't know beyond that. So this is Smartha Brahmanism. So they don't know Krishna, Vishnu. Though they may be knowing, and while performing sacrifices, they may be chanting Vishnu Sahasranam or chanting the names of Vishnu. But there is difference between the realization and just saying for the sake of saying. So that's why there is need that one raise to the standard of Vaishnava. Therefore, Prabhupada says that, also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is supported that conversation between Satyaraj Khan is asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that what is the duty of a householder and how he can perfect his life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that Prabhu kahena Krishna seva Vaishnava sevana nirantara kara Krishna naam sankirtan. So three things Krishna tells, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells that in order to perfect life. First is Krishna seva, serving the Lord. Second is Vaishnav Seva and chanting of the holy names of Lord Krishna. And then he is asking that how can I recognize a Vaishnav? Please let me know what a Vaishnav is. What are the common symptoms? Lakshan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Prabhu kahe yandre mukhe suni ekabar Krishna nama sehi puja shreya sabakar. Whoever chants the holy name of Krishna just once is worshipable and is the topmost human being. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, Eka Krishna Namakare Sarva Papakshaya Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Haite Hai. Simply by chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra once, a person is relieved from all reactions of sinful life. One can complete the 9% of devotional service simply by chanting of the holy name. And by chanting of the holy name, he attracts the mercy of Krishna. And dormant love for Krishna is awakened. So one has to raise from that platform. It's just like Prabhupada gives the analogy that fire cannot be ignited from earth unless there is wood. Though there is a relation between wood and earth. Very nice analogy. So unless one becomes a Vaishnava, he cannot attain perfection in life. So that's why to become Vaishnava is a postgraduate status of Brahmana. So Vaishnava is already a Brahmana. No need to separately endure for all these things. And therefore, this Brahminical culture, Prabhupada says, that ISKCON is an institution where we train people to become Brahmanas, qualified Brahmanas. That means Vaishnavas. And because this culture is lacking, the whole problem arises. Because qualified Brahmanas are supposed to perform sacrifice for the satisfaction of Vishnu. And because it is not done in the present age. There is shortage of food, shortage of ghee, Prabhupada writes. That's why people use oil, which is not recommended. So that's the whole thing. Because sufficiently, there is no sufficient sacrifice done. And because of which, Annad Bhavanti Bhujani, the famous shloka in Bhagavad Gita, whole living entities subsist on grains. Grains are produced from rains. And rains are produced from yajna. So therefore, it is recommended chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the topmost. If you do that, then everything will be taken care. We'll see some, in short, we have 10 minutes. So we'll short, and we see some examples, some Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam supporting these facts. The first example we will see, some lessons to be learned from Chaitanya Charitamrita from the pastime of Madhavendra Puri's pure devotional service. It was very nicely explained by Radha Vallabh Prabhu. So we will not go into the details because we are running short of time. But we will try to learn the lessons, what we can learn. So the whole installation of the deity of Gopal was done very beautifully. With the festival was celebrated with great pomp. And the whole thing was completed. The Lord was put to rest. And after that, Madhavendra Puri, Puri Gosani Adna Dila Sakala Brahmana E Bala Vruddha Gramera Loka Karahe Bhojana. After the Lord was laid down to rest on the bed, Madhavendra Puri gathered all the Brahmanas who had prepared the prasadam and said to them, now feed everyone sumptuously from the children top to the aged. So here we learn the lesson how the Brahmanas are dear to the Lord. Sabavasi krame krame bhojane karila brahma brahmani gane age khao gaila. All the people gathered there sat down in to honor prasad, and all the Brahmanas and their wives were fed first. So the first lesson we learn from this particular pastime is that the Brahmanas were fed first. This is the proper system of worshipping the Lord. Anga gramere loka yata dekhite aila gopala dekhiye sabha prasada khaila. After that, everyone was fed. So here Prabhupada writes in the purport that first the food was offered to the deity of Gopal, then the food was offered to the Brahmanas, and then the prasad was distributed to the general people. That is how the Lord is worshipped. And therefore, in the second lesson which we learn from this particular pastime, Sakala Brahmana Puri Vaishnav Karila Sei Sei Seva Madhya Sabha Niyojila. All those people, all the Brahmanas present on that occasion were initiated by Madhavendra Puri into Vaishnav cult, and Madhavendra Puri engaged in them in different types of sacrifices, in different types of services. In one sense, in purport, Prabhupada writes, in order for such a qualified Brahmana to worship the deity, he must be a Vaishnava. Thus, the Vaishnava's position is superior to that of Brahmana. This example given by Brahman Shripad Madhavendra Puri confirms that even though a Brahmana may be expert, he cannot become a priest or servitor of Vishnumurti unless he is initiated in the Vaishnava mantra. So then Madhavendra Puri allotted different services to these Brahmanas, and the deity worship went on. So this is in perfectly what he has set the standards. We are following in perfectly in parampara. Prabhupada says that this is it. We are following what our predecessors do. And Madhavendra Puri, Shripad Madhavendra Puri, he, by performing this Annakut ceremony, he showed how to worship the deity and how to worship the Lord by serving the Vaishnavas. Service to the Vaishnavas is the topmost. We cannot attain Krishna without serving the Vaishnavas. And therefore, another lesson which we can learn from this pastime is Anna Grita Dadi Dugda Grama Yatha Chila Gopalera Anga Loka Aniya Dharila. The inhabitants of village, next day, the Annakut ceremony was celebrated next day also. And all the preparations, it is written that it was done in one day. All things were arranged in one day. The inhabitants of village brought to the deity of Gopal as much as food grains, ghee, yogurt, milk, as they had in their village. And Prabhupada writes in that purport, very beautiful purport, enlightening. He says, grains, ghee, yogurt, milk, these are the basis of all food. Vegetables and fruits are subsidiary. So these are the five items which were offered to the Lord. And in various combinations, permutations and combinations, Prabhupada says that hundreds and thousands of preparations can be made by utilizing these food articles. And Prabhupada says, only demoniac are attracted to eat food which is not you haven't mentioned in this connection. And Vaishnava, he says that Vaishnava, perfect human being, does not accept anything which is not offered to the deity. And Prabhupada writes, people are often frustrated with national food policies, but from Vedic scriptures we find that if there is sufficient cows and grains, the entire problem is solved. And therefore, the perfection of human civilization is to raise people to this Brahminical standard and help them and train them to worship the deity. That is the third lesson which Madhavendra Puri showed, that worshipping the deity. And Prabhupada writes here that those are involved in solving the problems of food problems, those are into distribution, they should take lessons from Madhavendra Puri. There is no shortage of food grains. In one of the books, Prabhupada writes that the earth can supply food to 10 times the population. So there is no shortage of food. There is problem with the distribution system, because everyone is identifying with his own body, and so much of hoarding is going on. And because of the bodily concept of life, every country is thinking that these are our reserves. So that we find that in some country there is so much of grains, and in some countries they burn away to maintain the economy or throw into the sea, Prabhupada writes. And in some part there are people are poverty stricken. So everything ultimately boils down to the bodily concept of life. Getting out of sacrifice means getting out of the bodily cycle of life. Sacrificing our real ego. That is actually what sacrifice means. To give up the false ego and to understand, reinstated in our true ego, that I am servant of Lord. So there are various lessons which can be learned. And maybe we can take one more example from Shastra, is of Srila Advaita Acharya. He was an ideal householder. Prabhupada writes in that purport that Advaita Acharya was an ideal householder. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at his home, 10 days he held a festival of chanting, feasting. So we can take lessons from, we can know. And Prabhupada writes that in this way, Acharya Shraddha, that is faith, bhakti, devotion, graha, home, sampada, riches, and dhana, wealth, sakala safala hela prabhura aradhane. In this way, all the opulences of Advaita Acharya, his faith, devotion, home, riches and anything else were successfully utilized in the worship of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, the whole pastime, we don't have time, but it is very explained. There are loving exchanges which take place between Lord Nityanand Prabhu and Advaita Acharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in that purport, Prabhupada writes that if one has proper means and wealth, he should occasionally invite devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are engaged in spreading the holy name. They can invite them for chanting and for feasting. And Prabhupada writes that the whole day they can talk about Krishna and evening at least 3 hours of kirtan. This procedure must be accepted, adopted in all centers of Krishna consciousness movement. And Prabhupada specifically writes that worshipping Panchatattva is recommended, and offering food to the Lord, and then distribution. And if you, anyone who hears these particular glories, pastimes of Lord in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house, he says that, it is said, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, that he will certainly very soon attain the riches of love of Krishna. So, these are various shastric examples, and practically we see in our congregation also, yesterday another report was saying, so I don't want to embarrass by taking any names, but there are so many devotees, ideal householders, who are actually supporting the whole temple. Financially, they are taking care of all of us. We don't have to go. Brahmacharis don't go out to collect money, which is the biggest obstacle. It's very difficult. But that is taken care by devotees. And I personally have seen so many householders. They are not too much after money, but still Krishna is providing. They have so much of time, but that time is utilized for preaching the glories of the Lord. And we can see, we can see the example of Sudama Vipra. Of course, I wanted to speak, but we have running out of time. But just in order, you know, we'll try to understand Sudama, the example of Sudama Vipra. Why he was so dear to the Lord? In Krishna book, the 2 chapters, very beautifully Prabhupada explains why he was so affectionate. Because of his dedication to the Lord. He had no material desires, akinchanam. No desire for self-aggrandizement. It's completely dependent on the Lord. Only on the request, he was obliged by his wife to go, he went there. But he went with not with any material motive. Krishna also came to know that he has not come with any material motive. He went because he was obliged on the request of her, of his wife, who was meek and humble. And she didn't want that for her own enjoyment. She wanted for her husband. That is what actually a relationship between ideal house wife and husband should be. So many lessons can be learned. So on request, because he was obliged, he went to Krishna. And Krishna knew his intention, that he has not come with any material motive. Because he is obliged, he has come. And just by offering, he offered just few palmfuls of chipped rice, which were just wrapped up in a small kerchief. And Krishna was pleased, and Krishna says that this morsel of food is enough to satisfy the whole creation. Just watering the root of the tree, Prabhupada writes, serving Krishna, automatically everything will be taken care. And Rukmini Devi hold the hand of Krishna, and she said that because this one morsel of food can satisfy the person, not only in this life, but for next life also. And because you have accepted, I am obliged to that person. And I have to reside in his house. And in the whole pastime, we see that what opulences he got just by offering a few palmful of chipped rice. So that's what the qualification of devotee is. He doesn't have any material motive. That's what it makes dear to the Lord. That's why Sudama Vipra, Sudama Brahman was very dear to the Lord. He was a Brahmana. But why he was dear to the Lord? Because he was devoted to the Lord. He had only one desire, to serve the Lord. So in that summary, Prabhupada writes that anyone who hears about this pastime will acquire the qualities of Sudama Brahman. And ultimately, we will attain Krishna. So we cannot imitate all these great personalities, but definitely we can take lessons and aspire for those qualities to manifest in our heart. We can pray for that. And we can serve the devotees. When we serve devotees, then these qualities will manifest. We can serve those who are akinchana, those who have no material desires. And that's why this concept of Vaishnava Seva is very important. Just by serving devotees, we can develop those qualities which will attract Krishna's attention. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So, I'm sorry it's late. So I thank you for kind attention. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.